it. I don't play. So they all three got over. And I chipped right up to the pin, and we got the four.
Jesus.
See, I was very good short game. Very good short game.
How did Andy? Did Andy hit the long ball?
Andy, God almighty, hits the thing 300 yards. Sometimes you can't find it. I mean, that's the end of it.
He's out.
Cut yanking on that.
What the hell is that thing?
This?
It's a big pecker. What is
you
it?
You got it. I brought it in from France.
Hey, you can't do that, man.
Yes, it's after five.
Hey, why can't we do that? Oh, Jesus.
Because the boat's broken.
What a perfect day for water skiing.
You can water ski because I can row out and tow you in.
Sid, is a boat that you want to
You can water ski in.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't mind that. But if you get out there and try to do something highly significant, like fish at night,
highly significant.
And you break down, I cannot get you. Now, let me tell you what happened here the other day.
You wouldn't swim out for a step.
And I couldn't possibly. I wouldn't even know who to call. But anyway, I was getting breakfast out. And on the other side of this island, this is about 4 days ago, other side of the island, is a great big boat that picks up shrimps or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it does. Anyways, it's a trawler. And it's on the beach on the other side of this island. It's stuck. And I'm frantic. So I looked out and I thought, oh dear, it's very early in the morning. Nobody knows it's stuck. And the man must be desperate. So I called up the Coast Guard, of course. And I said to the Coast Guard, it's Dippy Bardo from Hay Harbor, and I'm looking out over that island, and there's a boat stuck on the beach. Come help us. And then they said, made me so mad. They said, what was your name? Where do you live? I said, what difference does it make who I am? I'm telling you something. So the next thing, the Coast Guard came, and the boat was stuck. Stuck with its ropes, its trolling ropes or whatever. Oh, God. Its trolling rope net. Caught on something, and it was caught so tight that it came in. You know what it was caught on? An airplane that had crashed, and they found the woman pilot's body way down there, and they never found the plane. And there was the boat hooked onto the plane. Very exciting. This is a great location, though, isn't it?
It is. Right. That'd be an interesting little scuba adventure.
Yeah, that would be. Is it still down there?
Yeah, it's right there.
What is?
The plane.
The plane. That's what. Oh, you were going to deep sea dive.
Yeah, we did. We were. I went snorkeling.
Well, then deep sea dive over there and find the plane.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I know.
Right there.
I know.
You can row over
really?
There.
No, that's Andy King right there.
Oh, no. I'm so in love with Andy King now. God, he made me win the tournament. Listen, if you row over there, which you can paddle, there's two oars, paddle, over there and get on it and go to the other side.
And then scuba.
And then, what do you call it? Scrimper. Scrimper dive. And then you'll find the airplane. It's right there.
Where that boat is now, right?
So they didn't
but
it
way in.
Way in.
You see the green end?
Yeah.
All right, go a little left of that. And scuba dive there and you'll find an airplane. And nobody's been down to it.
Scuba dive.
If ever on a cross. It's
the
like the Titanic. Why isn't it like the Titanic?
It is. It's just a plane. That's all. It's more. It's
go
not
down
a boat,
and get the
plane.
Jewels open. And then give them to me so I can buy a new car. All right? There.
You say it's to the left of the green.
See the green end?
Yeah. It's the end. Yeah.
It's almost as much left as there is green.
Oh, I see.
Got it?
Okay.
That's a wonderful little island. The first year I lived here...
Stony Island.
What are you pointing that awful old thing at me?
This? Don't mind that. Forget about it.
It's a sponge.
The little microphone never hurt anybody. Tell us another story. Keep going.
Stony Beach.
Oh, I tell you my story about the two men. If I tell you my story about the two old men.
No. We heard about the football team last night.
Because I can never remember anybody's name. So two old men that had been friends for 100 years. And
so they're
met
pretty old men.
And they hadn't seen... Oh, one was 92 and the other was 87. And they met at their club in New York. And one recognized the other, and he went over and he said, "I'm Jack Smith." And he said, "Now, can you remember your name?" My joke for the day. Well, I've heard that before. That's about the way we operate.
Is that like Charlie Smith, the sweeper? Clarence was Charlie Smith, the sweeper.
Charlie Smith. That was Clarence.
Wasn't Clarence the Charlie Smith for a day down in the cellar during Mom's marriage? The ceremonies?
During Christmas.
Charlie Smith?
He went to church.
He'd wear a big top hat. There would be a big party.
He gave your mother away.
You know, kind of a debutante style. And there was the father of the, you know, the bride downstairs with a broom and a top hat. And nice
sweeping the front porch. We have a picture of him. Was the front porch.
Oh, I thought it was downstairs.
He used to spend Christmas Eve in the cellar with his feet on the hot water burner. He just...
That's one way to do it.
Loathed... He had three stepchildren when he married me, and we all used to fight over where the Christmas balls were hanging. Oh, God. And he used to wait till Christmas Eve at about 6 o'clock to buy the tree because it was cheaper, see? And he'd go down, and he'd buy a $2 tree. And one year, I was so mad, I made him throw it over the wall.
Along with everything else. The bottles, the people even. He threatened to throw me over there a few times. Oh, I remember that. Holding me by my feet. God.
And that I know another memory story.
He used to have a snake.
Memory story.
I have another memory story about the woman that was losing her mind like me and can remember nothing. And so she went to the doctor and she walked into the office when her turn came and she plumped into a chair and she just blew and she said... A woman like me, and she said, "Doctor, I can't remember my name, my children's name, my address, my code number, my telephone number. I can't remember a thing. I'm going absolutely mad." And the doctor said, "Now, quiet down. How long has this been going on?" And she said, "How long has what been going on?" See?
And then what?
That's the state I'm in.
Oh, God.
You know, you're not old enough to get it.
Oh, yeah. It's a clip joke. That's what that was.
Not a clip joke. It's perfect.
It's perfectly clipped.
It's just absolutely old people.
So tell us about the
question. Old people like logical humor.
Sydney, we have to scrape this. You see, they gave me the wrong paint. See it peeling?
Is that
you
scrapable?
Said you were coming to work, and you're lying on a chaise longue. That's scarcely working.
Yes, sir.
These are your chaise longues, huh?
Oh, Lord, look at him.
Yeah, that hurt.
Oh, you know what the Durfees have? You know what the Durfees have? They have a camera.
Oh, I know, a video thing.
And then they poke it in the television set. And they had a picture of all the kids water skiing. And it makes noise, too.
It's a movie
and
camera.
So they were all put on with everybody telling everybody what to do. It was a screen. It was good.
He said, "Where are the keys of the Jeep?"
They're in the drawer.
They're in the key drawer, which that's not where the Jeep keys go. So why didn't
they? You mean they have a movie camera with audio as well? That's great.
And you bring it right in.
Yeah.
You don't have to develop it or anything. You bring it right in and shove it in that, and it goes. So you have your own movies.
Jeez.
You could do that, Sid, if you want now, because if the boat breaks. Whoever's on the water skis can pull you in.
He's a little wild, though.
He's a very short way behind the boat instead of long.
Yeah, he's good.
Nobody has a watch. How do we know when to meet your mother?
It's a 6:15 boat. It's a 6:30 boat.
6:30, I have to put the meat in.
Six o'clock boat. They get there
quarter of it. Everybody like the meat rare?
Steve, I think it's a 6:30 boat.
It is? I thought it was 6.
8 o'clock.
Well,
potatoes go in at 7.
It was 6:30 last night.
The string beans are out of my garden.
Incredible.
How about that? Now, that's something we have to do tomorrow. Is pick more string. She's watering my flower. Well, she's drowning in it, the water, because she could have done it in 20 minutes. She never put it up there, did she?
Well, I'm sure she did a fine job.
Now, Sydney, tell me what I do about Edward and Ben cleaning up their room.
You have them clean it up once in a while, you know?
I punished them the other night and told them they couldn't go out unless they cleaned up their room. And then I go out there, and guess what's in their room? About 15 girls.
How do you clean that out?
God, how you clean them out, I don't know. Then I got nervous. I got very nervous about that.
It's like cats, you know, when a cat is in heat.
It's exactly. It's just terrible. But the boys told me those weren't their favorite girls.
Oh, no.
So I went out there and I said, what is everybody doing here in this room? I said, what kind of a party is this? And so the girls fled. And so then the boys said, oh, thank you, Granny. We hated those girls. And then they go to the telephone and call their own girls and go.
That's one way of doing it.
Do you think 12 o'clock curfew is all right?
Yeah, that's even.
That's what I put in. Is that all right?
That's an even curfew.
They wanted to stretch it till 2, but I think they worked too hard.
Yeah, 6 is pretty fair, aren't you guys?
Oh, God, you know, I have to get
12,
up at
12. I would have been begging for a 12 o'clock at their age. What?
And I have my alarm set at about 1, and at 1 I get out of my bed, put on my wrapper, put on my shoes, and go out to be sure they're asleep. So scared they're going to get hurt or something.
You know, there's one thing, Eddie, you think is a junior. You think he's still a SWAT midget, but he's getting old now, huh?
He's tall as I am. What do you mean?
And he doesn't drive my cars. I told him that he may drive my car with permission. He has never asked me.
He doesn't know how to drive a stick, I don't think.
But their girls pick them up. They all have millionaire girls. I think the chauffeurs pick them up. I don't know what goes on. And your mother's going to give them all haircuts. They just look perfectly terrible. I'm going to sit them down. Oh, I've got to press Eddie's shirt.
It's church. Like that, what rock group was that?
The what?
The rock group you were talking about?
I don't know what their names are.
Come on. What was it? No. The old one? Remember when the long hair was in?
Oh, I couldn't remember.
The Insects or something?
They were English people.
Yeah.
On, they were disgusting. Una was left a widow.
Oh. Uno.
What was her name?
Ono. Ono. Wonder Bread.
Oh,
Ono?
Yes. Somebody killed her husband for no reason at all.
Una.
Wonder Bread and
I don't know.
Come on. So what was the name of the band? The Insects was your first guess.
I don't know what the name
was. Come on.
Rat-a-tat. I don't know.
Japanese. You had us going last night.
Oh, I know. That was last night. See, I don't remember nothing.
It all happened so fast.
Starts with a B.
Can you buy a vowel at this
the
point?
The Bookies. Yeah, let's buy a vowel.
Okay, you bought an E. You got a B and an E.
No,
you've
the
got,
Bookies.
You've got one B-E. T given. We
the
got
Brookies.
To give her a
no,
Brookies.
It isn't the Brookies.
Close, come
B-E.
On.
B-E, Granny.
This is for the microwave.
Oh, B-E.
First two are B-E.
Japanese.
Great. This is for the microwave, Granny.
The microwave. That's an oven.
Okay. You win $80 at the pro shop in the golf set. If you get
isn't that one. Exciting? I can't remember their name. They were disgusting. I hate
they
that
were.
Kind of music.
I can't believe they didn't get jailed for that.
I just hate that
Who
kind of music.
John Lennon in the bed.
That's Una's husband.
That's it, Una. She's still out on the streets, I think.
She's making. What do you mean? She's recording.
Are you kidding me? I thought she was black marked.
I thought their child... See, who was it recorded in their father's name?
Julian.
Julian
who?
She knows a lot for
Julian
who she
Una.
Doesn't know.
What?
Julian. Una.
I read that. Oh, Una. And she used her husband's name?
No, Julian Una.
Oh.
It's the son.
Son of Una.
There was a great...
Actually,
Una and the sons
actually
of Una.
It isn't, is it?
No, it isn't, but I found that out waiting in line at the A&P. They have those cheap newspapers up. Sarah says her husband screwed her best friend or something. I don't know. The worst nick of newspaper. And I was reading it, and somebody who was famous is using her father's name. That man hasn't fallen off yet. That's unbelievable.
I think he's asking for it.
I think it's a girl. Oh, don't you hate Mrs. Steiner?
Mrs. Steiner?
Well, whatever that lady is, it's screaming for ladies. Oh, God. The ladies thing, you know?
Yeah.
No, the Steinman.
Steinberg.
And whatever her name. She fights for ladies' rights.
Can you imagine the nerve of those women? They are actually coming out of the kitchen these days.
The newspaper said yesterday that more women quit their jobs than men. And they go right to the top, they make all the money, and then just when they're about to be made president, they quit. Yeah. 30% more, I think, than men quit. I don't know why. Stephen's going to quit because he doesn't like his job. Did you feel his muscles? Mm. Did you let him feel your muscles?
Steve, are you doing a lot of manual labor? Steve, what are you doing, moving furniture around?
Stephen, I know what you should do now. You should take judo. And you could take your muscles and you could just, with one flip of your little finger, knock someone right from here to there. Here comes another one. Here comes another one.
Steve's a wrestler. He doesn't want to mess with any of that oriental stuff.
Now, where are they going? That's three men in a tub. See them going. Oh, they're going out to find the airplane.
Indeed.
Oh, this is terrible. Yeah,
they have an exploration flag in everything.
They're going to find it before you. That's the way you have to get out.
It's full tide, though, Steve.
Tide's in.
It's amazing, these little kids that have these boats. And you see, have you looked out there? I mean, we're talking 12-year-old kids come roaring in and go 20-foot boats. Yeah. And they come flying in through the channel.
Dickie Regal started that fad.
That's right.
There they go.
Well, you can do that in high tide.
Don't you feel sorry for Eddie and Ben?
No, no.
They got to work at 8 this morning, and I don't know what time it is.
They shouldn't have. No, they. I feel sorry for them working today. It's just kind of, they got ripped off.
They have to work tomorrow, except they're going to church.
Their friends wouldn't sacrifice for them.
Well, why is that?
Well, I mean, they... Steve,
what, they're not the only ones working there?
Eddie and Ben had been working... Before these other two, you know.
Well, they're making more money.
And they didn't even...
That's exactly. And Ben wants to go to California.
Hey, Ben's a good guy.
And he's trying to buy his ticket. Well, your mother has to cut his hair. His hair. He's gotten out of hand. I have to go press Eddie's shirt for church. I must say, both of them look like scabs. I've never seen two worse-dressed children. They're perfectly disgusting. They're disgusting. Now, Edward wears your pants, I'm sure of that. And they're 4 inches hanging over his shoes. And Ben's mother decided he was going to grow this year. Yeah, so they gave him his older brother's pants, and that's 6 inches above his shoe. Sagging. Disgusting. I can't shape them up. They never look chic.
I'll get that.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go duty myself.
You want to put the back... The telephone's ringing.
Turns out the bat wasn't rabid. He got bitten by a bat.
Who did?
Mark Douglas.
He got bitten by a bat.
Bitten by a bat right there. And you know, if it's a rabid or rabbit, you got a real problem.
What? How did he get bitten? I don't know.
He tried to catch a bat. A bat flew in his room and he caught the bat.
Mark Douglas
caught a bat.
Mark Douglas looks like a bat, yeah.
And where
the little devil bit him right
this,
here. Went
this,
rope,
was
right
this a
there.
Bat loose in the office?
He does look like
Dad?
A fucking...
Dad, you know what we need to get?
He looks like Dracula.
You know what we need to get, Dad? Which is a great...
He does
thing.
Look like
Derpy's
Dracula
hat?
Anyway, doesn't he? Yeah.
It's the coolest thing. It's a little
but
video.
But they have shots they put in
Dad,
your gut.
Listen.
In your belly button.
Dad, it's a video recorder, right? Put it on like this, and you took pictures, but this big. And we took pictures of ourselves water skiing, and you can critique yourself. Critique yourself, and you take pictures of you playing tennis, and it's like this, and you hook it up to your TV, and you play it back, and it's cool.
I want to get
you going out in the boat.
I
want to
get one of those.
It costs
about
$1,200.
These guys are almost done.
$1,200.
Is that like the Moors that they took a picture of the wedding and showed it? They put it on your TV set?
Yeah, but this is littler. It's tiny.
Is it a Sony?
Yeah.
Is some Japanese.
What's happening now? Did they find out it was a big
fish? Yeah, yeah. Well, they found out this new whale, and this new whale is all lit up in the ocean. It's nighttime.
Sid is reading an intense underwater book.
I love that book.
They think it's a whale. They don't know it's a submarine. They don't know it's to us.
That was the most fascinating.
You
got to
put it in perspective. This is 1866. There's an electronic submarine.
Is that a course you're taking, Sid, or is that free reading?
No clue. They think it's a new animal, you know. And all of a sudden, it's heading for about the battering ring.
Sid, is that your course?
Wait, it's a submarine, and these guys are what?
Yeah.
Back in time, they don't know what the hell a submarine is.
No, it's just 1860. Eddie, this is not a modern movie. This is an old classic science fiction movie.
Well, don't these guys know what a submarine is?
No, not well, barely. This is before World War One. Before there was unleashed submarine warfare.
You took it off. I thought you quit that stuff. Boy, no.
He'll quit when he's ready, right?
How long can you eat? How many do you smoke a day, Ben?
You were about to say, how long can you go without it? Can we quote you on that?
It's what's your vice?
Didn't Mom smoke? Mom smoked for a while.
Yeah, Mom started. We gave her the
heart. Eddie's starting to smoke too. That's
Eddie. I'm gonna have your backside.
It's all right. He's just smoking fiberglass. It's all right. Strictly fiberglass.
One cigarette this summer.
Oh, well. You smoked one cigarette?
I haven't smoked one cigarette, but Jody over here. Jody. Different story.
I know. Smoking.
Jody.
Don't put the spotlight on me.
Eddie smokes all the time.
Go get him, smoke
him. Wait, Nick, or fight for me.
Eddie, that is you smoking one cigarette.
I haven't smoked. Okay, I've smoked like two cigarettes.
Eddie.
All right.
Eddie.
Don't give me two cigarettes.
Ben, keep him away from cigarettes, will you?
Dad, I don't smoke cigarettes. I think they're disgusting. With this guy around me, I'm surprised I don't smoke any other stuff.
Well, you do know that inhaling...
smokes cigarettes,
it's the same thing.
Cigars.
When someone else smokes, when you inhale the smoke from others, it's almost it's the same program.
Look at getting his ass kicked.
Hey, Nicker's got like
four dogs. What's going on? How are you
doing? Oh, no!
Good. Oh, good.
What are you doing? You're playing... doing your band.
Yeah, I'm working with music and driving a little bit for Jengers and Hartford, BMWs and Mercedes.
For the Jenners?
Yeah.
And yeah, you got to hear these guys.
Buddy?
You did hear these guys.
Yeah, actually, he knows another brother.
Skip.
Yeah, this is for John. He owns the dealership.
Skipper Jengers.
I guess he said...
Actually, one of those grandfather Jengers is a really wealthy guy.
That was it. That was the big guy in Hartford.
That's Chip's grandfather. He's got pictures
of him. He was loaded, wasn't he? I mean, he was... big real estate.
This is off the record. Hold on.